Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Coming up as the show goes along, we'll have giving props. We'll let you know this week's props that you could bet on in the BetQL.com/props contest. We can't wait to dive into that. And every week they're lined really well. It's not easy to hit these, so always impressed with the winners that do each week. So we'll tell you all the details about that coming up. We'll talk to Josh Norris later in the show, and I'm sure he'll be really good on particular props or angles on these particular spots that you could jump on either way. So all that to come as the show goes along. We're gonna chat with Will Brinson of CBS Sports coming up in a few minutes here, and I just was watching here on the break our buddy Horvat, who's back. I think he's got back on the horse, and he's making the case last night for Bengals money line. So he's back. He's good.
Was he? Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
I did not see that.
I'm glad he's okay.
You know what? There was an opportunity last night. So an interesting market that we see more and more availability with these lines on these next head coaches. And we have 9 openings right now. And we're waiting on one officially. Now, it sounds like one is really close with Jackson, with Byron Leftwich. Mm-hmm. There was, if you're paying close attention and you know the proper people to follow on Twitter, and I'm not talking about your Schefters, because once that's tweeted out, it's over. The opportunity's gone immediately. But last night, a non-blue checkmark was reporting Leftwich is just about done. Leftwich is just about done with a good amount of followers, over 10,000 of them. And the people that I talked to are like, you know what? You should trust this guy with the Jaguars. He's had stuff in the past. And Leftwich to the Jaguars was plus 200 for hours last night on the board after that tweet was out there. And it was starting to circulate more and more. So if you're paying attention, you know the right people in each market. There are opportunities to be had. It's not like a line movement or a big injury that's announced when it's taken off the board, or there's a movement at Circa. There's a movement at some of the Pinnacle, whatever, and then everybody else follows them. The entire market moves a half point or a full point on the total or the spread. This is something where maybe you can take advantage if you're following the right people, if you know the true insiders.
Yeah, it is. It's a good thought, especially coaching things, because firings are usually broken by insiders. Hiring's not always.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is because it's an exciting thing to share, right? Like if you know you got the job, you're telling your family, you're telling your best friend. Like, that word could circulate fast to people who, like, are not on the inside.
What?
When you're fired, you're not making 10 calls or 10 texts. Like, guess what? Everybody just got fired today. Like, you're probably keeping that. You don't want to talk about it. Hiring is different. I think it expands who's going to break these kind of stories.
And the people that got video of George McCaskey going to O'Hare Airport to pick up Ryan Poles, like, they couldn't wait to share it. No, but seriously, think about it. That's the owner of the Bears in Bears gear, including a Bears mask, showing up at the airport to pick up a GM candidate in his second interview. Of course he's getting hired. Of course. George isn't playing around. Why would he go and make that trip? So, it's pay close attention.
Do you mean a Bears mask as in like a mask you wear for safety and like because of COVID?
Yes.
Or was he wearing a Bears costume mask?
Oh, you're asking me if he was wearing a helmet? No, he didn't have the Dick Butkus thing. By the way, I don't know if you're following. He's an entertaining follow on Twitter. He's new to the game. And he has like 100,000 followers already in the past week or so. He's been attacking Aaron Rodgers, going after him. And then, you know, Horvy was in such a bad mood because I was retweeting Dick Butkus. He's like, well, Reggie Theus was better on Hang Time. Okay, Horvy.
I got to respect Dick Butkus doing the classic think a thought straight to Twitter. Love it.
Good night,
so
Chicago.
Good.
Stay safe.
It's so good.
He's just doing the rapid fire. It's awesome.
The morning after the game, he's just tweeting about how the orange juice tastes better this morning. He's like, it seems like Aaron Rodgers was a little concerned. Somebody got in his head. He's talking about himself.
Yeah, I got to say, this is now my new favorite Twitter account, so I'm looking at this. Well, a couple of things. One, I misspoke. Horvat was on Bengals against the spread, so let me make sure I say it the right way. Saying he's suggesting money line. But a couple of Dick Butkus tweets here. How about Illini men's basketball, big win over Spartans? He's in. He's all in, Jake.
Am I Dick Butkus? Is that what we're getting at?
Yes.
Well, let me say, the next one is a couple here. Given the market turmoil, I am giving serious thought to launching my own cryptocurrency.
No, he's not. What is going on?
Also, maybe the world needs Buttcoin. Can be used to purchase deep dish pizza in Chicago beef.
I love that one.
Oh, man.
Buttcoin.
I've heard
man is 80 years old just firing off these tweets. I love it.
I'm saying, like, I've heard Dick Butkus on The Score a ton of times. When I was first coming up in the business, he was on all the time. People would try to get him on. It's great to have Dick Butkus and promote that, but kind of boring, you know? He's a good storyteller from time to time, but it wasn't like he had, you know, stuff like this, just fire tweets. Somebody else running this account. That's my question. Jake, is there Dick Butkus stuff all over the football area at the University of Illinois?
I haven't been in the new, like, because they finished the renovations to the football center after I left. So
yeah.
I'm not entirely sure. I know, like, obviously there's the statue outside the stadium. But there I think there's some of his old stuff inside the actual practice facility. But I cannot confirm that 100%.
What coin? This old man talking about.
Oh my goodness,
it's good. It's good, man. As far as the man, I wonder if we're right of just but this head coaching search about one domino ready to fall. But I only hear one team connected to Harbaugh again and again and again. It's not even mentioned here in Chicago anymore. It's not even brought up. It's about, okay, now they have their general manager. There's a connection to Flores with him, Jim Caldwell. A lot of people want Brian Daboll, and I'd love to see Brian Daboll here as well. Eberflus is in for a second interview today. Dan Quinn in for a second interview.
If it's Jim Caldwell, I'm going to walk myself into the desert and never return. If it's Jim Caldwell, I would like to be fired directly into the sun.
I'm not.
Hold on. How are you getting to the desert? Where is the closest desert?
Like, I'm walking, man. One way flight West to Arizona.
East. Just walk off the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. I'm out. You give me Jim Caldwell as a head coach. I'm out. I'm done. I would rather do so many things. Like, you can stick rabies directly into my bloodstream. I would rather have that than Jim Caldwell as the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. Don't want it. Don't need it. Never needed it.
I need this audio when the Bears are 5-2 to start next year with Jim Caldwell. I need it.
I mean, listen, that would be Bears because they would view him as the high floor, safe move. Here's what I don't like. So some of the reaction, oh, good, for a lot of teams, Giants too. You're hiring the GM before the head coach. I think most people prefer that. Yeah. And I agree. What I don't like is the appearance of, with the Bears situation, Bill Polian's running the show along with ownership and the rest of the front office, which is a whole nother story. It seems like with Bill Polian calling a lot of the shots and with George McCaskey involved as well, what they've done after talking to 106 people over the past month or so is they've narrowed it down. And I'm concerned, hey, young hotshot GM, you're new to this, no experience, you don't really know what you're doing. We talk to everybody, so you don't need to do all that legwork. Here's a list of three, pick one of them. if they're letting
they just
him have
did this. Day. They just I did this 5 years ago.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's why people are very concerned. They want to be happy about Brian Poles.
Oh, where do you think the whole rabies thing is coming from?
No, I know, but
they're doing the exact same thing. It's hire the young general manager, little experience. That was Ryan Pace. Now it's Ryan Poles. Same initials, saving money on the Ryan part, on the placard. So you're good there. It's RP. Ryan P is back. And then here's the coach you're going to hire. We need some experience. Instead of John Fox, it's maybe Jim Caldwell. I don't know.
It's Ernie Accorsi and John Fox.
I'm not wearing a coat when I walk home tonight.
Can I make the case?
You won't need it when you get to the desert.
Can I talk you off the ledge?
Please.
Jim Caldwell's not a bad coach.
Okay. Is he good?
He's Jim Caldwell.
Okay. Jim Caldwell was in Indianapolis for 3 years. 14-2 Super Bowl appearance. 10-6. Then Peyton Manning's neck fell apart and they went 2-14. Like, I'm not going to kill him for that, right? Then he goes to the Lions. He had a winning season with the Lions 3 times in 4 years. He should be in the Hall of Fame for that. Who does that?
What?
Who wins games with the Lions? I mean, obviously, it does belong in the Hall of Fame, but you know what I'm talking about. Like,
and that was
impressive.
The sound of Paul Aspen's resignation, everybody.
I'm walking with Jake to the desert.
Let's go.
4 years of life. I think Jim Caldwell is a good coach. Now, my issue is he's 67.
It was also a million years ago.
Was it? Like, what was it with the Lions? 5 years ago? Four? Could have been that long ago.
Basically a million at this point.
All right.
I don't know what I had for breakfast yesterday.
I just think there's worse coaches. There's just worse coaches.
Here's with the Lions until 2017.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think it's a bad hire. The thing is, like Joe O said,
it's just such a Bears thing. It's the same thing over and over and over, and then you never get anywhere.
So what, you guys want to go younger?
Give me Dabble.
I think that'd be a good start.
I think you need the way the league is gone, don't you need to have the head coach / play caller? Look at all the people that are left right now. All offensive minds. It's the way the league's going. Who's he bringing in to work with Justin Fields? I mean, that's it.
But isn't that isn't he the guy to help Fields?
Do you trust Caldwell to make Fields great? That's your question. If you do, you hire him. If you don't, get out.
It's also the whole thing of, like, why even hire the GM if you're just going to say, okay, here are the three coaches you can hire. Like, what's the point of hiring them?
Is he going to call plays? If he were to get this
boy. The other part of Jim Caldwell's career in between his two coaching stints, in 2012, in the middle of the season, the Ravens fired Cam Cameron and put him as offensive coordinator. And he like the best that Joe Flacco ever was, including the Super Bowl, was with Caldwell.
I was not expecting Joe G to have pro Jim Caldwell takes.
This is a real left turn. Joe G getting up on the soapbox for Jim Caldwell.
He is just trying to help you guys.
Mr. Positive. He's like carrying the flag. The Jim Caldwell to the Bears. And who do you like for the quarterbacks coach? Who's your whisperer? McAdoo. You like the McAdoo hire for the Panthers.
No, McAdoo. Well, he just knows quarterbacks. I don't know if he can coach. He can evaluate them.
President of the Jim Caldwell-Ben McAdoo joint fan club.
I think you guys are going hard on Jim because he's old. Let me ask you this question quickly. Jim Caldwell was 47, would he be a head coach right now?
Do we know everything about his career that we know already?
Yeah, like his career, right? Like Lions, Colts, Ravens offense coordinator, Super Bowl.
Uninspiring is what I would say. Not bad, uninspiring. Right. Like, give me Bieniemy. Give me Bieniemy, whatever might be. Like, I know there's some things there, but give me Bieniemy 100 times.
Has Bieniemy gotten interviews this cycle? Like, it seemed like last year he got interviews, didn't get hired, and everyone freaked out. Now, like, he hasn't got interviews this cycle. It's weird.
Why is that?
He can interview, right? Or can he?
He could do, yeah, like, the Zoom thing at one point, right?
Dable and Leftwich and everyone and Frazier were doing the interviews.
Jake, I don't like that one Joe G is using this public platform and accusing us of ageism.
I didn't say that word.
I mean, I inferred that, but I didn't say that word.
Yeah, I think you just implicated us more than anything, actually. That might have been worse.
Okay, let me throw some names out. Okay, so Caldwell. So Dable, I think, is everyone's probably first choice.
Sure.
Caldwell.
Quinn.
Bieniemy. D'Amico Ryans.
Why aren't teams talking to D'Amico? Look at this
D'Amico
run.
D'Amico fits in Chicago.
Oh, man, does he.
There you go.
Yeah. Linebacker as the head coach? Oh,
that's not bad.
Singletary defensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Butkus.
Bring Lane Kiffin to coach the offense.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Paul's just totally doing this from the media perspective. I want crazy stories. D'Amico Ryans coming out of nowhere. People are criticizing him in the middle of the season.
Lane Kiffin, definitely a Federales guy. Paul knows what I'm talking about.
I think you guys are being hard on Jim. That's all. That's all my point is.
Okay, if you're them, who'd you hire?
Dable is most interesting.
Eberflus is in for a second interview today. So is Quinn.
Yeah. But isn't the priority about the quarterback?
Why are we skipping Flores?
Kevin O'Connell?
Sure.
You're big on O'Connell.
I like him. He was here in Washington. I also think the Sean McVay, as young as he is, his coaching tree is insane. LaFleur, Staley, Zach Taylor, O'Connell. Like, this is the direction that young NFL coaches are going, and I like him.
D'Amico with Mike McDaniel. Bring him to Chicago. Let's
go. Oh, I'm in.
I was just going to say Mike McDaniels.
Mike McDaniels, my number one. Never mind. I just want to watch those press conferences. All right, Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Up next, we'll dive into the night in the NBA right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio
and Aaron Hawksworth
on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.